come out and shout like it's here. Like it's here. I said crawl like it's here. I said leap like it's here. Oh! Oh! I need y'all. I don't know what has been happening lately. I have no idea what has been happening lately. I don't know. But I've been going places. And the Lord says, tell the people in the back to start the praise wave. Come on in the back, praise them. Oh! I said in the Hanya. Something's happening in the back. I said breakthrough's happening in the back. You might have came late and you couldn't get a good seat, but God said I'm starting from the back. Come on, shit. I need the rear saints to praise him in here. Somebody say, oh, 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 oh. Now come on, clap your hands and praise him. Yeah. All right. Okay, y'all didn't give me no trouble. Y'all sit down. So many of you have heard. Many of you heard. No, no, don't take my. No, no, y'all shout later. Shout on your way out the door. Because I only got the message from Pastor Evan. You got 40 minutes, prophet. Oh, God. I think I'm down to 37. 35. So, yeah. I'm just getting back on the road, y'all. Y'all gotta help me. I preach every weekend. But I preach in my church for an hour and 20 minutes. It's a fast-growing church. I preach in my church for an hour and 20 minutes. I remember I was preaching in Michigan, and the church was 10,000. So they had four services. And the first service, let me tell you something. I couldn't see that clock in the back. But I saw the pastor walking on the stage like this. He was like, oh, no, sir. We're not getting fined this week by the city of Granville. He said, you could do all that later on, but you won't do it now. After service, he was like, there was such a powerful anointing. He said, but I had to stop you because there's 2,500 people leaving the campus. And he said, prophet, there's 2,500 people coming to the campus. And sometimes we have to just cancel the service and send everybody one way because it's a traffic jam. So I got to get myself mindful back of what happens when I'm on the road. Okay, many people asked, they said, listen, are you ever going to write a book about what happened to you in death? And maybe later on. I'm not sure. But there was one person that was very instrumental in my life and still is. I'm grateful to have her around. But when the doctors were giving all kind of reports, she saw the Lord Jesus taking like a baseball bat and knocking every report out the park. And so she began to journal what was happening to me, you know, in the ICU. I was in the hospital for about 100 some days, actually died March 4th, 2021. And she wrote a bestseller already. I'm like, my God. And it's my mother. Where's she at? Stand up. And it was number one on Amazon. It was just, I'm like, wow. In a short time. So she began to talk about what she saw, and she put strategies in here. Now, I pray you never have anybody in your family that went through what I went through. But if you do, you need to learn how to pray strategies. And so I never pass out books. I always give it to the pastor. So there are a whole bunch back there. When he come back, his office is full of books. But I want to give this. Where's Polo at? He's not here. Somebody give it to him. Oh, he left. Don't give it to him. He gone already. Jonathan, just bless two people. Is Jonathan here? Okay. Just bless two people. Anybody out there, just bless two. You're going to enjoy that book, Power Here to Prayer. And it is really a blessing. And I'm grateful that I have a mother that pray. Oh, Lord, have mercy. They hollering for Well, he do have where my glasses at? I just bought these glasses. These glasses are almost $400. Where are you at? As I promised, hand them to Polo. He looked dope on them glasses, boy. Look better than them glasses than I do. He looked better than them glasses than I do. I said, give him them glasses. You know, Apollo is a, he really is a prophet, and he's a strategist for this church. You need, y'all better put that time up there now. I think I'm at 34 minutes. I got 30 minutes? 29? Okay, you see that thing back there? I need to see that, okay? All right, so he's a strategist, and you need strategies in your church. You need strategists, and God sets strategists in the church. And so thank God for him. So many of you guys, I tell you, God is doing some amazing things with you all. And I'm excited. I heard the word when someone said God is doing something, the word of truth. You know, I prophesied about this church. I came here with John Eckhart many years ago, and I was just getting off my deathbed when I came, and the Lord told me to come. And I was just in my first traveling, and I was in Pennsylvania preaching, and John and I were there in Pennsylvania together. And about 3 or 4 days before, he said, Marcus, I'm going to Dallas. And I had just got off my deathbed. I just got off 2 months. I said, you know what? I'm going to go with you. Spirit of God told me to go with you. I said, now most people know I get about seven to eight invitations per week, and I turn them all down. I pretty much am in the same circles of people the same time. So it's like five people that I minister for. And then it's so much with our academy, our schools, and what I do on a personal level. I'm training prophets. I have prophets. I have two houses called the Roar House. And I have prophets living in these houses. Young prophets who are strong. Their character has to be exceptional. I've had to ask some of them to leave the house for different character issues. But so there's so much that I'm doing. I really have to continue to build what I'm doing because I just don't have much time to go out. But there's certain places, and I won't call the names. Many of you know the people that I do go out for. If you're on social media, they're strong leaders and strong graces, and some of you don't know. But I go into those different places. And so the Lord has given me a word of transition. And so when I come on a platform, I'm not stuck and glued to my iPad. I'm never stuck and glued to it. I practice or I write out a message based off how I feel, but I'm not attached to it like I have to be there. We need people to begin to preach under an open heaven. We need teachers that will teach under an open heaven, because what's happening is the Spirit of the Lord is just so much transitioning happening. And this isn't bad transitioning. This is excellent transition. What God is doing, it's never been done before. I know many people say, you know, I want to bring the days of A.A. Allen back. I want to bring the days of Brother Hagin back, who I love dearly. I want to bring the days back of Oral Roberts. And I'm going to tell you something right now. God is writing new pages right now. And some of you are a part of the new pages that God is writing. Don't refer back to what God did yesterday, because there's something new that God wants to do with you. He wants to do something in you new. And if you keep referring back to the old and to the past, then you won't be able to. Matter of fact, what God is about to do in Word of Truth. Can I say this? What God is about to do in Word of Truth. The pastor honors the word of the Lord that comes out of my mouth. What God is about to do in Word of Truth. There will be no reference source or page from it that has ever been written. I wish I was at my church talking. I'm at yours talking. Let me try to say it one more time. What God is about to do in Word of Truth, which means if you're a part of Word of Truth, that means it's going to be a ripple effect. He's going to do it here. He's going to do it here, and then it's going to break out into your life. Let me say it again. What God is about to do in Word of Truth, there will be no reference point for anybody to say, oh, we remember that years ago. No, there is a new and a fresh anointing that is birthed. I need one prophet. Come on, Paula. I need another prophet to pray this out. I need another prophet to praise this out. Open your mouth and praise God that what God is about to do in our church, there will be no other reference point for what God gets ready to do. I need you to touch somebody and tell them, we're not looking for revival, baby. We in revival. We're not trying to find it. We're in the middle of it. We're not looking for a move of God. We are in the midst of a move of God that's going to shake this city. Now, let me say this. Okay, y'all stop. So, I was here October. I'm going to say something and people are probably going to get mad. I was here last October. And on this platform, there was a prophetic word that God gave me. It was a word of warning and judgment to the city of Dallas. He said to me, and I quote, I looked over at Eben Connor, that there were ministries in the city of Dallas, in the city of Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth, that were getting ready to come down. That's not a word you'd like to deliver, but it's a word, it was a word of the Lord. And the Lord began to talk about even people going to jail in this city. And I said, Lord, that ain't a word you want to deliver. I went back in the back and shared more in detail. I would not share publicly. But right after that word, there were a lot of things that started surfacing around in Dallas. Right behind it. But the other part of that word was, you're going to stand here like for your pastor. Stand right there. Your wife here? She's not. Okay, stand here. You're going to stand like your pastor. But the word, the rest of the word was this. Right after that happened, there was going to be a breakthrough and a breakout in this church. Go back and look at the video. Go back and look at the video. Right after that exposure happened, on the heels of that exposure was going to be a blowout for this church. I heard the Lord said, I did my part. Now it's time for this church to do its part. Open your mouth and praise God for revival breaking out of your church. Praise God for an overturn. I need somebody to give God a shout for it. I need somebody to see it. Now the Lord said, Marcus, don't just stop there. He said, tell them. Oh, they ain't getting no assistance today. Just hold it. They ain't gonna get no assistance today. He said, tell them it's not just going to happen, but it's going to happen just like that. Anybody here want a just like that anointing in here? That before you speak it out of your mouth, it's already in the works. That before, I see angels moving right now out of heaven. I wish I was in a prophetic church. I said, I see angels right now moving out of heaven, carrying out fulfillment of assignment. I need somebody to praise God that your assignment, the angel of the Lord. And I heard the Lord said, tell us, prophesy, it will be easy. Somebody said, I ain't sweating in this season. So what's happening is, there is an overturn happening. Let me go through some definitions. Y'all ain't gonna get me in trouble. I'm already in trouble a little bit. So there's an overturn happening. How much time I got, Polo? You stand right there. Don't move. I ain't getting in trouble. We're going to dinner and I'll be like, hey, Pastor. He'll be like, so an overturn is talking about turning something upside down. And the Lord says, go to Ezekiel 21:27. Hurry up real quick. I gotta put all this in a short time. Ezekiel 21:27. He says, and I will overturn. Oh, I'm good. Thank you. And it will be no more. There are some things in your life, the Lord. Now you got to understand when a prophet begins, we're different than any, we're all grace and gift in a certain area. But we're different in our responsibilities. A prophet, a true prophet, a clean, pure prophet comes to make an announcement. They patrol the heavens. They tell you what the Lord is saying in real time. So I'm telling you in real time, the Lord is telling me to tell you. I heard you. Wait. That's not happened in years. He changed my word. He said in real time, you came to talk about overturn. He says, but when you were in the first service and you saw me out on the platform, he said, I was already overturning things for those that was there and for those that were coming in the building. I'm done with y'all. Y'all better stop this Presbyterian clap and start learning how to clap like a prophet and say, hey! I said, Lord, when that's the case, what's the word you're declaring in the right now moment? He said, tell them you have come from overturn into overflow. You stepped into it already. If I be a true prophet of God, everybody under the sound of my voice will begin to walk in the anointing of overflow. Somebody give a...
need somebody from the back to shout, oh, the... He said, I did the tough work for you already. I overturned it already. He said, remember, he said, Marcus, when the message was declared this morning, I was already overturning people's things and situations in the first service and the second service. Those that are watching by line and those that even didn't come this Sunday, God is overturning it for you already. I said, well, what? Why you didn't tell me that back there when I was hugging on Mother Connor? You could have told me that back there. He said, no, the word of the Lord is in real time, which means the word can shift on you in a minute. That's why he said, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Because right now the Lord this morning was saying overturn, and now in the second service, he's saying overflow. Then he told me, he said, Marcus, I'm in real time, I'm talking to the Lord. Like, the Lord is talking to me like I'm talking to y'all. And he told me, he said, tell them that, oh Jesus, I'm, you know, when I start looking like this, I make my team a little nervous and I start running and jumping all over things. I just start hopping off stages. He said, that which has been held up. You better mark my words. You're going to find out if a true prophet is standing before you. And it's been like a dam that's kept the river from overflowing. The Lord said the dam just broke up in here. I need somebody. I'm in the wrong church. I said the dam just broke. Somebody in the back shout, overflow. Yeah, overflow. Now I share it with the first service. I got Polo on the stage, so if I go over time, he gonna get in trouble, not me, because he right here to tell me, stop prophet. So this morning, I kept hearing overturn into overflow. But today, I'm hearing the word overflow. No overturn, overflow. Now watch what's getting ready to happen. God is giving, there was a shifting in our government. Whether you like it or not, there was a shifting in the government. There was a changing of guards. And the Lord told me 3 weeks ago, he said, I want you to start holding business class. I thought, okay, it'd be 20 people show up, 100 people show up to class. He said, I want you to hold another one. 100 people showed up to class. I was supposed to do one yesterday, but I had to cancel because I got a lot going on. 100 people were waiting for me on the Zoom. They didn't get the email that was canceled. And I said, Lord, why is there an increase in this entrepreneurship? He says, because I'm getting ready to make my people economical storehouses. Which means there's going to be more than enough that you possess. That you're going to be able to release it out. Last year, I had a CFO. Now I'm going to get in trouble. And he was angry and he resigned as my personal finance person. And I said, well, what's wrong? He said, I love you, my spiritual father. I will always love you. I'll always help you. But you give everything away. Everything. You're not going to have anything. I said, okay. He says, do you realize in a 3 month period, you've given away over six figures? I said, really? He said, you have given away. I was like, my God, you have given away six figures in a 3 month period. Wow. And I started feeling depressed. Jesus. I said, oh man. That's bad. Six figures? That's $100,000. And I said, well, $100,000, praise God. He said, no, it was over $100,000. You just gave it away. Mortgages, college tuitions, cars. A lady was homeless. You paid for her and her dog. To see. He was mad. To stay somewhere in a nice place for over a year. You paid for everything. He said, I can't sit back and watch you do this. And I love you. And I was depressed. I sat there and the Lord said, hey, don't be mad about giving out and sowing $100,000. He said, what you should be praising me for is you didn't even feel it like you gave it up. Oh, somebody caught the revelation. You about to start giving so much, you ain't going to even be able to feel it. You're going to write a check and say, it ain't going to even...
it's not going to touch you because you in your overflow. Somebody say overflow.
And sometimes when you preach it, people think, oh, you just talking. Let me tell you something. This is the word of the Lord in real time for you right now. Overflow is hitting your life right now. Somebody shout glory. Somebody shout thank you, Jesus, for overflow. Now lift up both hands and praise the Lord right now. Receive it by faith. I'm in a word of faith saying you better receive it by faith right now. And for somebody that was in here, the Lord says, I will do it again. You had it, but you mishandled it. Jesus says, I will do it again. So there is a, if you do not have a business, you need to get one as fast as you can. Because it is the vehicle by which overflow is going to come. See, the problem is we've been expecting for overflow. We think some dog gonna ring the doorbell with a paper bag. No, you have to ask God, where is the strategy? I heard you say overflow, but what is the vehicle that you're gonna use to get this overflow? Now for my natural son, where's he at? Where he at? For him, it's his content business. All my reels, he does all that. Photography, pictures, all that stuff. So for him, the vehicle is what's what? In his hand. Yes, sir. Yes. So God is posing a question to you because overturn has already happened. Now we're in the overflow. What's in your hand? What can I use that you already possess? Some of you have been in a business for 20 years. Yata. And you felt like you've peaked already. God said, you haven't peaked yet. I need some realtors to run down here real fast. You thought you sold the best homes you ever had sold before. Give me some real estate people down here real quick. Lift your hands up and say, in the name of Jesus, I'm about to peak again. I have not sold my largest property yet. I have not made my biggest investment, but overflow is on me. I need y'all to praise God for them. I heard God said, now is the time for overflow. Tell somebody, you ain't listening. You don't have enough room to receive what God is about to do in your life. That was the Lord just, you ought to get in the word of the Lord. You notice I turned my iPad off because I don't have nothing else to say. You are hearing the voice of the Lord in real time concerning this church. There'll be, I prophesy, there'll be more millionaires that come out of this church than any church I've ever preached in. And your pastor has that anointing. I'm going to tell you why. For, you know, you all know when I come to Dallas, even if I'm preaching in Dallas, I got a conference, or I'm preaching for somebody, I come right here. This is why I come to church at and when I'm in Dallas. And hey, come to, I had some people, mega ministry, come on. I said, no, I'm going to my mega church. I'm going to my church. And he's like, where you going? I'm like, over there. And so for the, you know, when you give it to the leader, what's it called? When you give to the, October, it's like a, value division. Y'all don't even know. Y'all must didn't give. Y'all threw out 50 different names instead of value division. Is that what it's called? So I was on the phone with Pastor doing something, talking with him. And the Lord said, don't forget to send your value division seed. So I sent him $500 right there. Can I tell you, by the time I got off, he said, Lord, let it multiply back to the prophet. By the time I got off the phone with him, somebody had given me $2,000 just like that. Wait, I didn't say that for an applause. I said that for you to know you don't realize you have a money magnet talking to you every week. The Lord says, Marcus, you need to call him coach. Your coach has been coaching you every week about how to walk in this next season of your life. I'm as a prophet, it's only standing with what he's already been saying and declaring. There'll be more millionaires that come out of this church than any church I've ever preached at. How much time I got? 9 minutes. You know why? Because you're in your overflow. Some of y'all are going from red. You know what red is, right? Overdraft. Somebody just said, I ain't got overflow, I got overdraft. You know what? You gotta see overflow even when you have under overdraft. And then you gotta praise God for overflow while you're still in the negative. I praise my way into the money I got. I'm telling you right now. I shouted and sold at the same time. This is not a contextual word. This is a word directly from God. He told me to tell you this church has entered. You know, prophets come to announce, especially when I'm assigned to a place. I didn't select this place. I didn't select the leaders that I ministered to. I didn't select them. God selected them. When I came, I was a frail 130 pounds wearing an Armani Exchange suit. And at the end of the service, I heard you, Lord. I'm going to say that within the 7 minutes I got. When I came here, I remember the words I gave. You probably don't remember. Anybody? Exactly. Yes, sir. So the Lord said, ready, set, go. That was the only 3 words he gave, and I was quite offended. I'm a prophet. I travel nations, y'all. I'm like, are you kidding me? That's all you got? And then the pastor called John Eckhart, said the theme of the conference at Gateway Church was ready the very next day, set, go, the very next day. I believe this church has been getting ready for quite a while. And I believe with everything that God has been doing in this church has been set. And I believe the go is in us right now. I believe the overflow. I know the overflow of these. When I saw the Lord stretching out, tell me how much time I got. 7 minutes. Thank you, Jesus. When I saw these walls stretching out, when I saw earlier in the service today, I want you to hear me prophetically. I saw the Lord Jesus. I saw this in a vision twice about this church. I saw the Lord Jesus in the middle here. And I saw him doing his arms like this. Y'all better cut this Presbyterian clap up, clap out. You do know I go to churches with words that are not so nice. You do know that, right? I was standing in the church preaching, and I'm just 400 people dancing and shouting, and the Lord said, tell them to sit down, their hearts are not right before me. I said, this church has nothing to shout about. Your heart is not right towards God. I looked at the pastor. I said, sir, your heart's not right towards God. I didn't care about his honorarium or where I was standing. I didn't care. See, when you die and see Jesus and come back, none of y'all, and I ain't scared of none of y'all. Matter of fact, I can't see half of y'all anywhere. All I can see is Polo. And that scripture said, you will not be afraid of their faces. God was not playing. He said, you ain't going to see none of their faces. So you do realize this is not a word because I'm not an influencer. That's why you don't see me all over social media. I'm not an influencer. I'm a prophet. We got too many influencers out here trying to influence people. I'm a prophet. I'm trying to tell you what thus said the Lord. So when I was in that church, the whole church is, and the pastor began to weep and the church began to go through repentance. Unfortunately, he didn't get it right and God took his church. So don't think, oh, he's just up here preaching his message so it's all sound good. I don't care about that. That didn't move me one bit. I'm going to give you the word of the Lord whether you want to hear it or not. So I'm going to say this with the last 5 minutes I got. I'm going to say this. God is releasing overflow in this church. The overturn has already begun and now here comes the overflow. Come on, praise God out of your belly for that. I said, come
Come on, praise. I gotta get out of here. Come get my bag, son. I said, praise God for the overflow. Word of truth, I came to tell you on my way to my chair that God says, I'm getting ready to shake some things up around here. I'm getting ready to release a new anointing in here. I'm getting ready to cause the lame to walk in here and hit overflow. Somebody shout glory. Hey, shout glory. Open your mouth and praise them for the overflow. Come on, church, lift your voice. Come on, church, lift your voice.
And yes, I'll begin to stir it up in you, says the Lord. I'll begin to stir it up even in your leaders. For yes, I'm opening up new doors and access to this city. And I'm going to do things that I promised and prayed, that was prayed out in this city for many years. I'm going to do it through this church. I'm going to move through this church, says the Spirit of God, like you've never seen me move before. I'm going to take your services over, says the Lord. And I'm going to heal those that are broken, those that are lame. And your sons and daughters shall begin to prophesy. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy. And you shall see my hand move in this church like never before. For now is the set time, saith God. I need everybody to give God the praise. How much time I got? 3 minutes. Come on. Praise God like you really believe that word today. Every investor, every business, every head of household, every bloodline breaker, I lose the anointing of overflow. Overflow. Over your life in Jesus' name. May the water of fire tear up everything in your life that's not like God. Every altar come down in the name of Jesus. I said every altar that's not like God come down. Overflow.
And the Lord will do it today. Today is today. I said today is today. Somebody shout, today is my day. When you leave this room, you say this, I have come from overturn to overflow. Lift your hands up. Thank you, Lord. Come on, just worship him. Take a minute to worship him. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. Lord, you deserve the glory. We'll end how we started. Come on, sing, you're worthy, and you're worthy of it all. You gotta talk to him. You're worthy. You're worthy of it all.
Come on and sing that.
All things to you are all things
you deserve. Just sing it one more time right now. We're in the presence of God. Come on.
You're worthy. You're worthy of it.
Wow. Were you not blessed by the word of God today? Did you receive that word? Did you receive that word? Do you believe you're in the overflow? Oh my God. And out of your belly, somebody say your belly, shall flow rivers of living water. my God, he is so good. We're about to get up out of here, but I just really see something happening in our church. And last week I challenged y'all, don't miss a Sunday for the remainder of this year. I don't care what it is. Press your way to the house of God, because he still has more time to finish what he's already started. I just feel like telling you that it's not over. So get it out of your head that it's over. It's not. Because it's not over until it's good. Come on. Let our prayer people come on down right now.